And now, how many of you, did you give out prayer cards? How many of you haven't got prayer cards? I want people who haven't got prayer cards, raise your hand. I want you to have faith, I want you to believe. Look here. God is standing here. The Spirit is here. How many seen that picture of the angel of the Lord back there? You've seen it, haven't you? Now that's what's right here now. That's the pillar of fire. It seems strange that how the world will reject it. I want you to look this way. I want you to believe with all your heart that God Almighty, the powerful Jehovah God, is present to make well. He'll do it. He'll do it if you'll just believe. I look this way and just be praying and say, Lord, I believe that Brother Branham has told us the truth. You know that is truth, what he just spoke there through the Spirit. Say, I believe that's the truth. I want you to do it. I want you to believe it with all your heart. God will take care of the rest. You believe that, don't you? I just pray. Let's have a quiet meeting. Just be ready. Just keep praying. I've never did this. But I just felt led to do it. Of course I have to wait back to him. But he gives me some kind of a lead away. Tell me, I just pray that he'll do it. Father, who I love and trust, let it be known this night, Lord, that this thing here, if I'm wrong, forgive me. I don't mean to be. Thou knowest I'm not trying to speak of myself. I'm speaking of you, Lord. And I know you're here. Will you grant this, that these people all doubt and lose in their hearts? Let them know that even in its simplicity, yet it's you. You're here to do this. I pray that you'll grant it in Jesus Christ's name. Magnify yourself in our hearts. Almighty God here in this platform now will just show me someone out there, if something's wrong or something that can be done for someone, would you all accept your healing, man, from this platform, from here? Would you accept your healing? If God, I call anybody up here, just right out in the audience, you do it. May his blessings be granted. My sincere prayer. Sitting here. Do you have a prayer card for that little striped looking dress on you? You don't have a, you have a prayer card? You don't have a prayer card, do you, lady? You? Yes, you. The lady with the little black hat. Do you have a prayer card? You don't have a prayer card? Stand up just a minute. Look here just a minute. Just stand there and look here. Do you believe me to be his servant? Perfectly strangers. You got something wrong with an eye, haven't you? Is that right? Then you've also got a sinus trouble. Isn't that right? Is that right? You accept your healing now? You accept your healing? All right, God bless you. And be seated, go home, get well. I'll be with you. Do you love him? Sitting there with that white shirt on, no collar, tie. Do you have a prayer card, sir? You don't. Stand up to your feet a minute. I get you just a minute there. Here's the man, right? You're just seeking more faith. That's all you want. Isn't that right? Just want more faith. That's all. God bless you. That's your wife sitting there? Nervous? Heart trouble? You believe God will make you well? You do, lady? You do? Stand up and accept your healing, man. God bless you. Sit down. That's all. You go home, be well. How could you doubt him? You want to be made well, lady? You got a gallbladder trouble, haven't you? Not only that, you got cancer, too. Isn't that right? You want to be made well? Stand up and say, I accept Jesus as my healer. God bless you. May the Lord God grant it to you. Thank you, sister. Go home and get well. Don't fear now. Walk right down the road of faith. Just pray everywhere. Believe with all your heart. God will grant it to you. You ever think that blood pressure will leave you, sister? You believe it with all your heart? If you believe it. Somebody in this section is over here somewhere looking at you, so believe with all your heart. I just have to watch to see where he's at, you see. Here it is, right here. Got sinus, hasn't it, sister? Believe he'll make you well? You do? God bless you. You may have what you ask for. Also has sinus sitting on the end, too. Have arthritis? Blood pressure. Believe God will heal you and make you well? With all your heart? If you do it, you can have it. God bless you. Heart trouble. Lady sitting next to you has got a kidney trouble, too. Isn't that right, lady? Now, it seems like you have a severe cough, too, don't you? You're coughing. Is that right? You don't have that now. Jesus Christ makes you whole. Remember? Are you believing everywhere? Hey, I know what's wrong with you. I know what's wrong with the lady sitting here in a wheelchair. I can't heal you. Arthritis called that a long time ago. I'm watching it. It's hung over you for 2 or 3 nights here. If you just believe, you could get up and walk on away. It would be to these other people. But you just think you can't do it. You see, don't believe that. Believe that God's going to make you well. This lady did the same thing here. That isn't, lady? Sure. Just brought you in on that cot, but you can be made well. You can get up and push your cot and go home. You can just believe God. Stand right here to make you well. Do you believe that? Oh my, just how it's panking in now everywhere. It's like a constant pull moving from everywhere. Have faith. Oh, Christian friends, isn't this the same thing as Paul preaching? Said, I perceive that you have faith to be healed. You have a certain thing. Stand up. Don't you know he's here? It's the Lord Jesus. All those people out in there. There he goes again, right back there. Little lady with female trouble. God bless you, lady. You believe with all your heart. I'm afraid I might catch you. You're missing it. You see, I keep coming to you, and you don't respond to the call. You see, and as soon as you do, it moves from you, you see. Because that faith has to catch, and then you get in your mind, and you're wondering if it's somebody else, and it's you, you see. Stay one. Put your hands over one another. Let's have prayer. I've told you the truth. I've done all that I know how to do. God has spoken. He's spoken in His Word. He's spoken through unknown languages. He's spoken visions and power by a prophetic utterance. The Holy Spirit you're seeking out like He does each time. But you told me, he said, if you get the people to believe, he said, you do this and they'll believe you. Just like Moses it made the stick to turn to a serpent and heal himself of leprosy on his hand. I've told you the truth. God has testified it's the truth. Dear Christian friends, I speak in the name of Jesus Christ that every one of you right here now can be made well. Lord Jesus, I pray that you will rebuke every demon and power, and may the Holy Ghost move over this audience just now and heal every person here. May the lame walk, may the blind see, may the dead hear, may the power of God breathe.
Hit me on the shoulder here, the ministers here, my boy, telling me it's time to leave the building. I was just, and tonight I wanted to be sure to kind of testify and go easy where I could call the prayer line. I have been calling the prayer line the last few nights. All right. Now the Lord bless, and may He add His strength and praise to each of you now as you're praying and believing with all your heart. I'm sure that you will believe with all your heart, won't you? All right. Now, if anyone knows, see, anyone here at all knows that so if there be a stranger for your first night, I do not say that I am a divine healer, friend. I'm a minister of the gospel. See, I'm your brother, just like any other minister. Only I'm not talented enough to get a doctor's degree or something. I didn't get an education, but I was born in the world, said the angel of the Lord, to pray for the sick. It's a divine gift, and it comes by the power of the resurrection of Christ. Now, how many know that when Jesus was here on earth, He did not claim to be a healer? How many know that? Who did He say did the healing?
God.
God, His Father. All right. But He did say that He could do nothing in Himself. Is that right? But He said the only thing that He did do was whatever the Father showed Him. Is that right? St. John 5:19, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing in Himself, but what He sees the Father doing, that doeth the Son likewise. Is that right? Well, then the Father, sometime He was talking to a woman at the well one day, and He said, bring me a drink. And she said, it's not customary. You know, the conversation is St. John 4. And so as He contacted her spirit, He found her trouble. And it was she wasn't living right. And He told her where her trouble was. She ran into the city and said, come see a man told me everything I ever done. Of course, she's just excited. See? Well, He never told her but one thing, but she said, isn't this the very Christ? She told Him, said, I perceive that you're a prophet. And so Now, if Jesus raised from the dead, living in his people, he does the same thing. Is that right? Now, when Philip came to him, he got converted, and he goes out and finds a fellow by the name of Nathanael. He said, come down and see who I found, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph, who Moses spoke would come, the great prophet. And you know what that religious man said? He said, could any good thing come out of Nazareth? He said, come and see. Jesus having a prayer line, maybe, something he was doing. And anyhow, when Nathanael come up to where he was, Jesus looked right at him and said, why behold an Israelite in whom there is no guile? In other words, if I say, here's an honest man, a Christian. What astonished him? He said, how'd you know I was an Israelite and I was truthful? He said, before Philip called you when you were under the tree, I saw you. And what did he say? He said, thou art the Son of God. You're the King of Israel. Is that right? He said, because I told you that, you believe, you'll see greater things than this. Now, Jesus perceived their thoughts. He knew what they were thinking. He'd done just what the Father told him. Now, if Jesus has risen from the dead, he promised that after he raised from the dead, that the things that he did, that shall you do also. Is that right? And I'll be with you even what? In you, till how long? The end of the world. Making Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Why, simple friends? What is you're looking for something way off out yonder in superstition when the lovely Jesus Christ is right by you? That's right. He's sitting right. He's just as tangible as the light is on my hands right now. He's just as tangible in the room. Just as real. He's right here just the same as... Now, the room's full of electricity, but only that bulb is made to burn it. Now, God has certain instruments that he works through preaching, through prophecy, through prophetic utterance, through gifts of healing, and so forth. Mine is a prophetic utterance. And now I want you to, it's what, the way I work for our Lord. Now, this woman here, God and she knows, I've never seen her as far as I know. Are we strangers, ladies? We don't know each other. We're strangers. We're perfect strangers. All right? Probably born miles apart, and here we're standing here. Only thing I know is somewhere she picked up a prayer card from somebody and her number was called and here she is on the platform. That's all I know about her. But God knows her. Don't you believe that? He ever bite of food she ever eat? God gave it to her. He knows me and he knows her. Now, God knows everything that she ever done. But then if God by his Holy Spirit could stand here and tell her something about her life, why, like he did the woman at the well, or something like that, tell Philip he was a Christian and where he'd come from, and what he did before he'd come to the meeting. Or if Jesus Christ will reproduce himself that way in this building tonight, how many will say, bless God, Jesus raised from the dead? Let's see your hands. Say, we have blessed the Lord, and Jesus raised from the dead. Now I trust and pray to him that he will grant it. For God in heaven knows. There's nothing that I know to do, only just depend on him. That's all I know. He told me, that come to me when I was a baby. It's been with me ever since. And so he told me, I'm here by his commission, not my own desire, his commission. And may he add his blessings. All right. The great physician now is there, the sympathizing Jesus. Now, please have faith in God. Now, do you believe that God has did what I have said he done, raised his son up from the dead, and his anointing spirit is here now? You believe that? You do. I can tell you something now, that this is not your home. You come from a north country where it's cold. You come here to get a job, to go to work. And you're working here, and your trouble is you've got something that's breaking out on your body. It's some kind of a breaking out. You're declaring it to be, you have a high blood pressure. It seems like the thing around your arm, you got a high blood pressure. And you're deeply concerned about somebody else. I believe it's two men.
Amen.
And one of them's a brother.
Amen.
And the boy is mentally upset.
Amen.
And the next one has it's an alcoholic.
Amen.
And they live in Chicago. One is the left runs around. The come here,
just
Almighty God, have mercy. Your spirit, I pray that you will bless, dear God, as I bless this woman. I pray that you will heal her and her loved ones, and may they get well. I ask this blessing in Jesus Christ's name, rebuking the devil. Amen. Now look, lady, look here. Coming up, you've been suffering with a headache,
Amen.
And it's gone now, I see.
God bless you.
You go
Amen.
On your road, see. Now, you know for that it's truth. You're healed. Well, let's say thanks be to God who gives us victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, just be reverent. All I want you to do is have faith. Now, lady, I want you to look this way just a moment. I am just wanting to talk to you a minute because you're my sister in Christ. You're a Christian. And your trouble is in your back. You I see you had an injury, it's a spine injury, and it causes you to be kind of weak and nervous. Isn't that the truth? And that's been done quite a while. You look much younger than what you did several years ago when that happened. And just a minute, it's left me. Was that the truth?
Yes.
That's the truth. Well, then you know that something is here to know something has been in your life or tell what your trouble is. Is that right? Well, then if God knows what you have been, won't he also know what you will be? And if that part is truth, what he would say if he'd say something else, it would be truth, wouldn't it? Now, see something else here. Just a moment. It's a woman that looks like it. Oh, it's a sister. You have a sister. And she's suffering with some sort of a nervous condition. She's got a dyspepsia, like, or something in her stomach. She's spitting up her food. It's acid in her stomach. Is that true? Come here, Mother. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And Almighty Jehovah, in the name of thy Son Jesus, send thy blessings upon this one who I bless in thy name. And may she go from here tonight and be well in all of her requests granted. In Jesus Christ's name I ask it. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go now. God's peace upon you. What do you think about it, lady? There's a purple dress on. You're awfully nervous, aren't you? Been suffering with the nervousness. You believe God's making you? Yes. Isn't that right? All right. He healed you then, and the little lady sitting right behind you had the very same thing, both of you together. You were both healed at the same time that woman is healed there. God bless you. You can go home, huh? You can be well. God's blessings be with you. You believe he'd heal you, that arthritis sitting there? You believe with all your heart that God would heal you? Yeah. You believe it? You believe he would? Or I want you to accept it right now and say, Lord, I believe with all my heart that God's going to make me well. You'll get well. God bless you. Accept it with all your heart. You can have just what you've asked for. Your faith saves you, lady. How do you do? Do you believe with all your heart?
Yes.
I'm a stranger to you. You're a stranger. We're strangers to one another. I don't know you. Never seen you in my life, as I know. But God knows both of us. Isn't that right? Have faith, brother. Yeah? You believe him? You're standing for someone else. And that man, the man, he's drinking. I've seen him standing at a bar, and you're on your knees praying. It's an alcoholic. That's a brother. Isn't that right? Yes, sir, your brother. Say, aren't you something to do with a, aren't you a preacher or something doing around ministry? Or... Well, God bless you. Come here. Almighty God, have mercy and grant the request of this, our sister, through Jesus Christ's name, I ask it. Amen. God bless you, my sister. Have faith. Do you believe? Let's say praise the Lord. It breaks your tension. Now, right now, every person in here should believe. There's not a question, but you should believe with all your heart right now. Thank God healed your arm there, lady, that scarf around you. You believe God makes you well? You do? He did just then, so you'll go get well now from that arm trouble you've been having. You've had an awful lot of trouble with it. He healed you right there just then. God bless you. Oh, how wonderful. How God wants to bless the people. Make himself known to them. How do you do, sir? Come here. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Believe. You look just the way to me. Do you believe with all your heart? I suppose we're strangers to one another. As far as I know, I've never seen you in my life. You're just a man that walked up here at the platform. But God knows you. And all the food you ever eat, God gave it to you. But you believe that He's here now, that you're standing in His presence, not your brother, His presence. You should. You're a minister. And you belong to some kind of a holiness organization. It's the Church of God. Is that right? And aren't you from down below here? You come up the coast. You're from, I'd say, Miami. You got troubles on your tongue. That's the ulcerate. Is that right? You're going to get all right, but don't worry about it. Go home. May God bless you. And make you completely whole through Jesus Christ. Amen. Have faith. Believe with all your heart and you shall have what you ask for. You believe, lady? I know you are. But if you believe with all your heart, then listen, here's something you don't know. You're acquainted with your arthritis. You know you've had that for some time. But listen, you're recently, you began to get weak spells, haven't you? It's kind of weak in the afternoon. I see you lay down and have to sit down in a chair. You get weak at nighttime, not resting right. You see, it's nighttime. It's TB, see? You're not aware of that being on you, but it is. So come here just a minute. Almighty God, here Satan takes this woman's life. I rebuke this devil in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of it. All right, look here, lady. Now you're all right. God has healed you. Your arthritis is gone. Now, the reason I said to you about that, I've seen the way you were acting, and I know you wasn't aware of that, but if he's a doctor, which is sitting present now, he knows himself that when you're, that's the very symptom of TB, weakness, perspiration, and so forth, but you're healing. You're aware of that. Go on over to the platform, just rejoicing and happy. Say, thank you, Lord. Come, sir. See, she was standing in his presence. She didn't realize what happened until she just got off the platform. And she realized she was healed. That's the right here. Anyone's ever been here, just the way this is right now. How many, if any of you have been here, you know it's something, you know that you're in the presence of something when you're standing here. How many know that? It's been up here, you know it's true. It's right. You can't stand. Well, now I am not reading minds. I wish you'd get that out of your head. Put your hand on my shoulder, sir. Anybody knows what mental telepathy is? God will reveal to me out here as I'm looking across this way. What's wrong with you? Will you accept your healing?
Yes, sir.
You will. Well, may the Lord grant it, my brother. It's my sincere prayer. I've never looked at you no more than just to call you here when you were standing or sitting or something there. God knows that to be the truth. But I see you moving away from a table. You got stomach trouble. Is that right? If it is, raise up your hand. Or I go eat what you want to. Have faith. Believe with all your heart. Come on. Now, have faith. Believe and do not doubt. If you, Jesus said, you don't get over that high blood pressure, if you believe God will take it away from you, He'll do it. The blood will drop if you believe it. Only through faith can you be healed. I know you're trying, sister. I've watched it for a long time here. If you just get that out of your mind, your faith is too hard. Nothing's too hard for God. You're an enemy, aren't you? You believe we're going up to Calvary right now in the presence of God for a blood transfusion?
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Go in Jesus Christ. Restore your blood to you. Have faith. Believe with all your heart. You shall have what you've asked for. How do you? You believe me to be His servant? You believe you could get over that tumor that He'd be operated on? You believe it? You can. God bless you. Go and be made well through Jesus Christ's name. Let's say thanks be to God. Something, another, somebody, or have faith, believe with all your heart. You believe the Lord will write a bless you while you're sitting here? Just go off from that warm rejoicing and saying, thank you, Lord Jesus.
That's right.
Don't have, never have no other testimony but that. All right. Come. You believe, lady? You must.
Oh, my.
Heart trouble is hard to get over.
Yes.
But you're over.
Thanks.
Go on your road. God bless you. Jesus. Come, lady. You believe with all your heart? Now, you thought you had heart trouble, but it wasn't. You got a stomach trouble. A stomach trouble which is causing acids in your stomach to make gas, and when you lay down, your heart gets the worst. Isn't that right? You're going to be all right. Go on your road and rejoice in heaven.
Well, I've been
here. I was healed in your reading
and hand. I was cancer, but there's
just
all this bit of confusion comes upon me.
That's what I was trying to tell you about right there. See, you got to get away from that. Just do what He tells you. Do. Go on your road and thank God. Eat anything you want to. Just keep on praising God. See, what's caused the whole thing, lady, your nervous condition, is what's brought it on you, see? Causing a peptic ulcer in the stomach. Cause your food to regurgitate and come back up like that, see?
Yeah.
How do you believe that you're going to be all right? See, now I can't heal you. I only know what He tells me. You know that's the truth. Or I just rejoice. Now, if you was healed before, you know how to accept your healing. And go and rejoice and say, thank you, Lord. Be made well. Come, lady. Well, you believe it now? All right. I pray. I believe the heart won't bother you no more. You can go and be made well. God bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus. You believe that sinus left you there, lady, sitting right back there? You do? If you believe it with all your heart, you may have it. Justice. Something happened. Now, just a moment. The Lord be blessed and praised. I believe that we are in His presence. I know we are in His presence. And I know that He is here now to heal every one of you, to make you well. Do you believe that? I've seen a car coming swiftly. It's coming from the north country. Someone with a message.
someone in a dying condition. The man is coming for his wife. Smith, there he is. Your wife? You just come in. You come from up north. You cross the Ohio River in a car. Your wife has cancer. Is that right? Come here just a minute. Have you a handkerchief? That was the second thing what she was going to do. By faith, you obtained this, that I might bless it and take it to your wife. Is that right? In the name of Jesus Christ, I condemn that cancer. Jesus Christ died that this cancer would leave. And in his name, I condemn the cancer and send it away from the woman in Jesus Christ's name. Return home and put it on the lady and then write your testimony. God bless you. If that city trouble left you while you're standing there, lady, you walk back home rejoicing. Are you ready to be healed? Everyone ready to be healed? Are you believing? Let us each one stand to our feet just a moment. Maybe bow our heads just a moment. Merciful God, we pray that you'll be near now and to bless. Seeing that thou hast said in thy word, we must preach the gospel over here also. And how the people here have begun to believe. And, O Father, I pray that now that you will remember this audience this night. There are those who are years very sick, no doubt. And I pray that you will heal each of those. I know nothing more to do than to speak your words to the people. And thou hast been so kind to us to confirm the word with signs following the believer. Now these people are standing, Father, they're believing that you're going to heal them. And the strength is leaving my body. I know that many of them are being healed just now. And I pray, God, as I stand here, that your Spirit will just move through each person in such a divine way that every symptom will leave their bodies from the sickness and they may be healed. May the lame walk, the blind see, the deaf hear, whatever is here, Father. We believe that they're now being healed. And I condemn every sickness in this building. In Jesus Christ's name, I charge every unclean spirit that would try to send these people to a premature grave, that to leave the people and come out of them. Through Jesus, the Son of God, while we got our heads bowed, friends, Almighty God is in our presence, and somebody out here is being healed. God is moving. I see a man standing back here being healed of a hemorrhoid. The minister of the gospel preaching the word of the living God. The lady. Or it's just moving all over the building. Just keep praying. I can't hardly see where you are now. Just keep praying. Keep your minds on God. You're being healed. You, lady, with that high blood pressure standing right at the end of the ring there, God's making you well. You're healed. God bless you. That's right. You here, sir, with prostate trouble, standing right back at the other end of the ring, getting up at night, friends, at you're healed. That's right, my friend. God's making you well. Every one of you,
You in the wheelchair, your lady, have just believe God with all your heart. You're just, if you just get over that little thread of doubt right now, you'd be made well. Every one of you now, put your heart on Him. Believe Him with all your heart. Accept your healing. Believe me, if God has come into your midst, and if you go away doubting, or worse thing than what you have will come up on you. May you go with faith and may God make each one of you whole. Just have faith. Don't doubt. Believe with all your heart.
What do you think, lady, sitting there? You believe with all your heart, you're sitting there with a hernia. You believe God will make you well with that hernia? If you believe it? You believe you have done it? Well, you accept God's full body weight? God's full body weight, that power that you feel coming on you right now. If you open up your heart, that angel of God standing right above you there will make you well. You believe it? If you can, you can be healed. God bless you. What do you think about sitting there with high blood pressure, lady? You believe, or the heart trouble sitting right there it is. Isn't that right? You believe that power of God's moving on you now is making you whole? Stand up. The heart trouble bless you. God's providing, lady. Hallelujah. Have faith in God. Amen. Just a breathing. I see a lady coming from Miami. She's moving up there. The woman has, she has low blood pressure, and she's anemia. She's sitting right there. All right? God bless you, sister. Go back home and be well in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lady sitting on there, she had high blood pressure, too. God bless you. You can go home and get well, too. Thanks to the good Lord. Hallelujah! Amen. The angel of God shared my whole body just for them. I can hardly feel my hands. Imagine them. Got something wrong in your lungs sitting back there, have you, sir? All right, stand up. Jesus Christ healed you. God bless you and go home now and get well. Amen! I challenge you to believe God Almighty. I see a man sitting there, just out or somewhere in there just a minute. The man's got arthritis. He's got hemorrhoids, too. That's it. That's your wife sitting next to you, isn't it? Is that right? Stand up, lady. I've seen that same lady standing in vision just a moment. Reverend, I believe, yes, sir, you have a gallbladder trouble. And you got something like in your nose, something caused your nose to run. It's hay fever. Is that right? Say, that is your name. Joe, or don't they call you Joe or something like that, or Joe Stone or something on that order, isn't that right? I thought I heard that when I heard that doctor was examining you. Well, hold on, sir, you're from Miami too, aren't you? Never seen you in my life, but isn't that the truth? Is that right? Put your hand over on your wife. Wife, put your hand on your husband. And you're always set to a healing cause you go home, well! Hallelujah! You better think I'm crazy, man! I know what I'm speaking of! The baptism of the Holy Ghost is here for every man. Healing prayer for every person. Amen! You think I'm beside myself or not? I know how I feel. You're in the right atmosphere right now, every one of you to be healed. Will you believe it? God, here's my joke. Those are all around on this building right now. Seems like one big yellow bank with streaks hanging down. Everywhere. But you believe Him, for it? Well, thank God for providing them by taking His word and saying, Lord, it's the truth and accept it. What do you know? Oh, my! Every spirit in here is under much control now through Jesus Christ. That's right. That's true. If you believe me to be God's prophet at this time, there will not be a feeble one among you. That's right. If you'll believe it, I can only say it. And God's here to confirm it and back it up and say it's the truth. Bow your heads and pray. Lord, I don't know what else to do. I sit moving over the whole entire audience down. Oh, Father, please, God, while you're here in this great power move, may you heal every person here. May the Holy Ghost now, while this great power is moving on this audience, may the Holy Ghost move thy down. This is your provided way for everyone to heal the weight of the shadow of Peter. While Peter spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on Lord, I pray that in the name of Jesus Christ, that the Holy Ghost will drive back every gloomy spirit, every doubting spirit, and may the witness of Jesus Christ, which is now present, to prove that He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, break down the walls of this devil's doubting, ungodly spirit that will move around over here, and may every person be healed. Oh, thou devil, I charge thee by the Son of God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you turn these people loose. Come out of them. Every person may be thrown. Then from your heart, well, the woman from your bound of the power of the devil. That woman sitting there losing her mind by menopause. Every one of you are absolutely healed right now in the name of Jesus Christ. If you'll accept it and rise to your feet, claim your doctrine and victory. This is the time to shout and the rise of Jerry towards the world. The enemy that's giving you out will fall to the ground and every power of the devil will be broken. In Jesus Christ.
Oh, man. But if one is a prophet and will reveal the things that's in the person's heart, then they'll fall down and say, God's with you. Is that right? Well, now, all those gifts goes in the church. Is that right? See, how did I know the woman here? Never seen her. Never know nothing about her. She looked like she went over there to get in the prayer line, probably without a prayer card, so they just sent her back. See? So that was it. But she don't have to have the prayer card. She just has to have faith. And God honored that when she passed by. Now, here's the man, I don't know him. God knows I don't. Don't know nothing about him. But God knows him and knows all about him. His very breath he's breathing now is by the mercies of God. If he'd called that life out of him, all this petroleum and light and stuff that his body's made out of would just go right out. He'd die. And he couldn't operate no more. He'd be gone. So God is the one who does the healing. He's the one who knows all things. You're conscious that something's going on. You've been conscious there's been something dealing with you ever since you've been standing there, and you know it. That's the angel of the Lord. Have you ever seen a picture of it? That light, you know, of the picture? You saw that. Now, that's just in my picture of where that discussion that night. Well, Dr. Stonewell has just explained it scientifically, just like it's power, the Holy Spirit. And He knows you. He knows us, knows we're brothers. And I know that you're a Christian. And I know that you're a believer. And I know you're suffering with nervousness. And I know another thing, that you got rheumatic fever also. And I know one thing, that you have a calling to preach the gospel. And you don't know which way to go and what to do. Is that right? You believe you're standing here then? Is that right? I'll tell you what you do. Don't you wait for somebody to give you something that you don't deserve and don't need. You just stay close to God and preach the gospel. Don't look and let this take in and this indoctrinate you with this or that. Go on, start your little prayer meeting out in a cottage somewhere. Hold and watch and see what God does for you. Then just as He moves, you just move over here. Then when He moves over here, you move with Him. Just keep on moving. Let Him lead you. You'll go right on, man. God bless you. Your rheumatic fever is going to leave you and your nervousness is gone. So God bless you, my dear brother, and give you the desire of your heart in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Go. What's that? Just let Him lead you. Just wherever you just keep moving and just when He just where He's got you, stay right there until you feel that He's moving you somewhere else. And don't take anybody what anyone else says. You go move right with Him. And when He moves you somewhere else, just keep on moving. He'll that's the way I have done, my brother. That's a child. So he'll do you the same way. God bless you. How do you do, sister? Of course, I suppose we're strangers too.
Yeah.
We are. And do you believe me to be God's prophet or His servant?
Yes.
You believe that?
Yes.
Well, when I say prophet means preacher, you see, just
yes.
a minister. All right. Then our Heavenly Father knows you. He knows me. He knows us ever since we were children. Ever since before we were born, He noticed we're here in life for a purpose. And God gave us something to do. You are a believer.
Yes.
You are a Christian believer.
Yes.
I feel that now. And you're suffering with Yes, you have some sort of spells, like it's epilepsy.
Yes.
Is that right? You fall out. I see it. Epilepsy, that's right. And it seems like there's somebody by the side of you that, or it's your husband. And he has a, he's nervous and has a heart trouble. And he, and is that right? And you're not from this city. Mm-hmm. You come from the west.
Yes.
Nebraska, somewhere like that. Somewhere over the
yes.
west. Is that
yes.
right?
Yes, ma'am.
You believe that God will make you well now?
Yes.
Cursed be this devil that's tormented a woman. And come out of her as I lay hands upon her. In the name of Jesus Christ, may she go from here and be made well. Amen. God bless you, lady. Go now, rejoice. Be happy. You believe Jesus Christ, the Son of God? How do you do, lady? We are strangers, I suppose. First time of meeting in life. But God knows both of us. If we've never met in life before, then if God would know something... You see, lady, longer you talk to people, more vision, but I just try to find out what's wrong with the person. Then just go ahead for these more we've already called in the line. I try to get all them through. And I've been 6 weeks now in meetings, so I get real nervous. And you can see how it makes me just in a few moments. And frankly, you just keep coming and going to me like that after these ever what's passed through the line. Christian friends, you'll never know the effect that this takes on the human being. For hours afterwards, you're wondering where you're talking to somebody in a vision and where you're not. Imagine being here now and somebody standing here and you go back in a world 40 or 50 years back and see what they're doing. And you're back there with them and you're talking what you're seeing. You're there with them yet knowing that you're standing here on the platform. Put yourself in that for a few times and watch what happened. Daniel saw one vision and it troubled him at his head for many days. But I've got to a place... Now with all these weeks of work, I'm just becoming real shattery. I can feel it moving on me right now. But yeah, I want you to pray. I want you, in your heart, just be silently praying and believing. Now, I want you to have faith. I want each one of you just raise with your hearts moving. Keep quiet. Be reverent. Be seated. And just keep reverent and quiet as you can. And I want you to look at me, lady. As I say that, look on me. It's just like... The prophet Elijah said, if it wasn't I respected the presence of Jehoshaphat, I wouldn't even look at you, he said. But you say we're strangers. All right, we don't know each other. But now, we are, you are a Christian. You're a Christian believer. And there's something strange about you. I see a water, it's a rolling, it's a sea, and you're not from this country.
No.
You're from Italy. You're an Italian.
Yes.
And you used to be Catholic. And you have turned Christian. And you're a war bride.
Yes.
Is that right?
Amen.
Your husband's kind of a little fellow's kind of heavy hair. Is that right?
Yes.
And you're standing for an uncle. Or a relative somewhere in Italy is suffering with a venereal disease, syphilitic. And he's Catholic.
Yes.
That's left. Is that right?
I do understand.
What I told you there, what that's... You heard my voice, but it wasn't me. It was someone else talking, you see. But I see you where you are now, the way you really are in this life. I seen you a few moments ago, what you was somewhere else. Seems to be a little girl or something, or going to a Catholic church or something. Was that right?
Mm-hmm.
Come here. O God of heaven, blessed be thy name. Thou who can do all things, bless this young woman. I pray that you'll be with her and grant, Lord, that whatever her request is, that you will grant it to her. And in commemoration of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has raised from the dead and standing here now in our midst, showing signs and wonders of his resurrection, infallible proofs that he has risen from the dead and is not dead, but he's living in his church. We thank thee for this and bless this girl and grant her request in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, young sister, and his mercy is upon you. Thank you. Excuse me. Just don't think I'm beside myself. Sometimes I can't explain to people it. You wonder you're somewhere else, and then you have to wonder where you're at. You're the patient. You're the patient. You're the person that's here to be to see me. All right, sir. You believe me to be God's servant?
Yes.
You believe that?
Yes.
Well, God bless you. Then I can help you.
Yes.
For the angel of the Lord told me if you get the people to believe you, then be sincere when you pray. Nothing's going to stand before the prayer. And I said, they won't believe me because I'm uneducated. I can't present it the way that I could. He said, there will be given signs, as it was to Moses the prophet, to vindicate that this is truth. And he told me what would take place. He said, do this, and they'll believe you.
Yes.
Now, we being strangers, probably raised miles apart and born years apart, but God knows both of us, doesn't he?
Yes.
But it's not for you. You're standing for a friend.
Yes.
And that friend is got a bladder trouble.
Yes.
He doesn't know it. What's wrong with him?
No.
But he's got a bladder trouble. Yes. And they're fixing to operate. And you come to stand in his place.
Yes.
For his success.
Yes. She
come here. Almighty God, may your mercy be granted to this woman. And may she receive this blessing. May she be all right, normally and well, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lady, just a moment. That lady's in a hospital, isn't it?
Yes.
A Swedish hospital.
Yes.
All right, that's all right. God bless you. Go on. Amen. How do you do, sir?
Very well.
Do you believe me to be his servant?
Yes.
The Lord's servant. God bless you.
Yes.
And I am sure if you believe that I can help you in his grace.
Yes.
I see quickly that you are a believer. You're a Christian. And you are suffering with a nervous condition. And it's caused you to have a heart trouble.
Right.
You have a heart trouble. And you're a preacher.
That's right.
Yes, sir. And you're from Ontario, Canada. Is that right?
That's right.
Go on, you're going to get well, brother. God bless you. May the Lord bless my brother. You believe with all your heart? Have faith. Just have faith in God's all I ask you to do. How do you do? God bless you, Mother. Been in this world, I guess, many days, but you still, everybody wants to live as long as we can, don't we? You're a suffering sister. I don't blame you. God's age means nothing to God. One of these days, you're going to come back a beautiful little girl like you was many years ago. All this gray hair, death has set in. It's going to conquer sometime. But when you return, what death has done to you, death will be taken away. And just what you was at your best was what you'll be then forever. Won't that be beautiful and wonderful? God's Word teaches that, Mother. Now, you've got an ulcer outside the stomach, and then you've also got a hernia. And you've got high blood pressure. Is that right? And you got arthritis. Is that right? You couldn't hide your life, but now I'm going to ask God to heal you. Almighty God, grant her blessings, Lord, that she asks, coming age, but yet creeping up here believing that you will do it. You've fed her all through life. You've taken care of her. And now, Lord, may she be comfortable and healed in the rest of her days. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Now go believing with all your heart, and God make you well. Just have faith in God.
Glory.
Believe with all your heart. God will bring it to pass. How do you do, young man? You believe?
Amen.
If I be God's servant, and he's here, his presence, which I'm sure that you're conscious of something. Not your attitude, what you think it is. That'll determine what you get. But I couldn't heal you. If you're sick, I don't know. But if you are, I couldn't heal you because Christ already did that. But you're sick. But your sickness is nervousness. You're real nervous. And here's another thing. You're seeking something. That's the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh,
God,
Jesus.
Give it to him in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, may he go tonight and be healed and well in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, brother. Be of good courage. You go to sleep. The blessing waits on you. All right. You believe me to be his servant, lady? With all your heart? You believe that God will make you well? You have a lump in your breast, don't you? You believe it's going to leave you? May I come? You come forward this way. Lord, and who lays life and whom lays healing, I ask that this depart from our sister in Jesus Christ's name. May she live. Granted for your glory. Amen. God bless you, lady. I go thanking God. Live reverent and true to him all your life. Do you believe? You believe that God will take that anemia condition away from you and make you well? You do? Oh, rejoice and say, thank you, Lord. Now, Father, I pray that you'll grant this blessing to her in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. I go thanking God. Don't doubt nothing. You say, I received it. I got it. Now, how do you do? Do you believe?
I do believe.
You, God bless you. You believe if God is sure can make you well?
Yes.
You do? All right. Now, what you have diabetes for one thing, heart trouble for another.
Yes.
Is that right?
That's right.
You believe it, you believe you're healed now? God bless you. That's it. Amen. God be with her and bless her in Jesus' name. All right. Now, when I said heart trouble, that lady, something swept over you, didn't? You was healed the same thing. God bless you. Yes, bless you. It's gone from you now. You're well. Go on. God bless you. All right. You have kidney trouble, and you also have arthritis. Is that right? Almighty God, take away the curse in this woman as I bless her in Jesus Christ's name. May she go be made well. Amen. Now look, sister, move at your faith. You believe it?
Yes.
And go off the platform rejoicing and happy, saying, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Nervousness and heart trouble. Is that right? You believe he's going to heal you now? I curse this disease of her body and stay for it to leave in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out from her. Amen. God bless you. Go, sister, rejoicing and being thankful. All right. Do you believe with all your heart? You believe me to be his servant? I believe that with all my heart. And because you have respected not me, but God, whose presence you're standing in, the kidney troubles left you and you had female trouble. And it's gone too. So you can go off the platform and rejoice. Do you believe me, young fellow? Do you believe with all your heart? Somebody in here is believing. It keeps turning me real hard. Now, just a moment. It's left me and went that way. It's the Holy Spirit's over the audience now. It's not at the platform. It's over the audience. That lady sitting right back there, she has female trouble and stomach trouble. God bless you. Go home, be well now. God make you well. Sue is moving to. Oh, have faith in God. Brother Beeler? No, it's that lady sitting there. Yeah, it's rectal trouble, isn't it? That's her. He makes you well so you can stand up and accept your healing now. Be made well in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. You were sitting there praying or anxiously believing, trying to move in because you was asking him to let me speak to you because you seen he wasn't going to get in that prayer line. Is that right? Now, I'm not reading your mind, but you couldn't hide your life now. That's right. You're going to get well. Now, don't worry. Just go on and be happy and rejoice. Do you believe sitting there, sir? You have persistent headaches, don't you? Is that right? You believe that he's going to make you well? All right. Stand up and accept your healing. Be made well in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. May God make you well. You want to get over that epilepsy setting right over there? Yeah. You believe? You believe he makes you well? Stand up to your feet and accept your healing, man, to be made well. That's how it just keep praising God. Keep believing. God will make you well. What are you crying for, sir? You're trying to seek the Holy Ghost, aren't you? Little fellow sitting there. Isn't that right, sir? Stand up and say, Lord, I believe you're going to give me the Holy Ghost. God bless you. You're going to receive it there. You've got the Holy Ghost right now. Speak. Praise the Lord. That's the way, getting dead earnest. What'd you think of that fellow when he almost fell on your feet there? A God that can send him out. That man come from Switzerland. He formerly come, he's now living in Fairbanks, Alaska, and comes down the road. He's got truck line, runs up and down, has swimming pools and things. That's right. You're suffering with TB. Would you like to be healed? You believe God will make you well? You believe it? You believe he heals your TB? Something strange happened. You had a strange thought when that man fell in there, wasn't it? Huh? All right. Stand up on your feet and accept your healing of TB. God bless you. Go and may the Lord make you well. Have faith in God. Just the only thing you have to do is have faith. Amen. Colored sister sitting there. You want to get over that female trouble? Little green dress on. You bleed. You want to get over the female trouble? You was wondering if I was going to say something. That's right? All right. It's gone from you now. You had a drainage set as an abscess, but it's left you now. God bless you. You can go and be made well. You have an asthmatic cough, don't you, sister? Right over there. Causing a heart trouble also. Sitting right on out about three or four people out from that leg. That's right. Raise up to your feet. God bless you. Now go home and be well in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Keeps hanging around that color. No, it's that other color lady, right? Oh, you have stomach trouble, don't you, lady? Sitting right, yes. He heals you just then. Go home, eat what you want to now. That's a peptic ulcer. You've been nervous. It's come time of life. What done that? You're healed now. You can go home, say, rejoice and be happy in Christ. God may... Just a moment. Oh, you had a stomach trouble too, didn't you? That's right. You got an ulcerated stomach also. You were healed the same time, so you can go home now and eat what you want to be made well. Yeah. Are you believing? Are you ready to receive your healing? Our Lord Jesus is here to make every one of you well. Let's bow our heads just a moment. Now, Father, with kindness and reverence, we come to you, believing with all of our heart that I don't know what else you could do, Father. You sent a brass serpent one time and set it on a pole, and those who looked lived. You had a pool in Bethesda, and all that stepped in with faith got healed. You sent your son, and he died that we might be made free from sin and sickness. You've healed us all along, and you said that the things that I do shall you also, and greater, because I go to my Father. You said a little while, and the world seeth me no more, yet you shall see me, and these things that I do, you'll do also. And tonight we see and know that you're here, and that you're healing and doing the same things that you did when you were here on earth many years ago. Oh, great Father, I ask you to bless the prayer of your servant. And I'm asking for these dear people who are sitting here and Satan is trying to rob them from life. And I pray thee and will thank thee. And I thank thee, Heavenly Father, for healing me standing here in the pulpit tonight. Walking in here after missing sleep so many nights with a tremendous headache, and now it's gone. And I'm so thankful, and I pray that you'll heal everyone that's here. Grant it, Lord. You said just move, believe it. And I, as your servant, I condemn every sickness in here. I take every spirit in my own control in the name of Jesus Christ. I do this for your glory, Lord. And I say to every demon power that's got the people bound, you can't hold them any longer. I come as God's agent. I come as His servant to serve a warrant on you tonight. I come to serve this notice that Jesus Christ freed these people 1,900 years ago, and you can't hold them any longer. Tonight they believe. Tonight we're here. The walls of Jericho will fall. The people will go in and will possess the land. I command you in the name of Jesus Christ, every sick spirit affliction, come out of them in the name of Jesus Christ, that they may be made well through Jesus Christ's name.